Rekev shichva zera b'mei isha. Let's say a lady dies, but she has shichva zera inside her. Mal, what's the locha? Miyar minadu, we say, kivan de la yistasar, since this zera-like of the husband didn't start to form yet into a baby yet, is kigufa dami. Therefore, it's not considered like we had before, swore by the uber, that that's only to go out, so it's not called part of the isha. Here it wasn't formed yet, it's just a pure shichva zera in her body. So therefore, it's kigufa, it's called like part of her body. That's how he says, shaloi noitzer avlada dayin. The kid wasn't born yet. The goof in the mother's stomach. Shri ain't soifel ifrish yemenu. So it's not oimit to go out. So therefore, it's still like part of a body. Oy dilma, maybe still no. Kivon de miyal makosi loi. But since it didn't come from her body, it came from her husband. So therefore, maybe it's not called like part of her body. So now when her body rots away, it's considered like the shechva zera was also rotting away. And that's called like something else here. Therefore, there's no tumas rekev. That's also a shayla. Vaita. Boy, Rapop has a shayla like this. Pirsha mahu. His pirsha means the junk inside the body. You didn't go to Beis Kisei before. So you have the gedolim inside his body. Mao, what's the nani died? What's the locha? Kivon deloy mekaimi b'deloy ochlo. Since a person can't live without eating, so the junk that comes out, chiyusu, that's called part of your body. And that's the way your body works. A body eats food and lets out excrement. So it comes out later, but when it's in the body, it's still called part of the body. That's the way the body works. So therefore, when it rots away, it's called part of the mace. And it's not considered like something else was here, but it's only all called part of one mace that it would have to masrekiv. Oy duma, maybe not. Hanami miyal miyasi. This is also not considered part of the body. Like the food comes from outside. So true, the part that gets dissolved in your blood system and nourishment, that avad is part of your body. But the junk that comes out, that's like still like an extension of the food. And the food came from outside your body, so maybe this is also called like outside the body, that's not called part of a guf. So when it rots away, it's called something else is rotting away with the mace, that takes away tumas rekev. So that's also a suffix in the Gemara. Boyi ravacha brei de ravika. He asks a question like this. Oiroi mahu. What's the loch of skin? Is oiroi mahu, so Toys learns, oiroi mahu shiasigul golin. Or else another shayla is, boi rafuna bar manayach. Keichoi v'niya mahu. So the spit, or the stuff you have in your nose, of the mace, and it rots away with the mace, what's the loch of? Is that called like something else or not? So he says, but mahu shiasigul golin. So is these things considered like something else is part of the mace? Or else not? She means this part of the skin, same with the kamuf. Rashi is talking about is not gerus skin. It's gerus all one thing. It means only the keichai v'neyei, only the spit and the what's inside, the junk. So all these are shallows. Do these things right away with the mace? Is it called part of the mace or not? So Gemara says, oh, malei Rav Shmuel, barach Rav Popo, v'sakadad, if you're going to tell me that kol hani dekomar, heavy gugolim, if you're going to tell me all these things in the body, it's considered like strange part of the body, that when it rots away, it's called like something else is here with the mace, that it has tor, and that's not tumas rekev. If so, rekev tumetam echem ishkachas lo. How are you going to find a clean mace that has tumas rekev? Like it come out to every body, has inside it some excrement, has some tsayir inside it, has some phlegm inside it, has some stuff in the nose, like it has some skin on it. Like, how are you going to tell me if all these things are considered like strange particles, that when it rots away, it's called like something else is in the mace, so how are you going to ever have this case, the chiddush, of tumas rekev? How do you ever have a pure mace? That this should be a shayla, this should be pushed to shayla, that these things are called part of the mace? So Gemara says, no, I tell you, it could be the mishkachas, the Gemara mishkachas law, the ashkayu made the kolam. They made him drink this made the kolam. And Vesach Yonashin, they rubbed his body with certain type of powder that takes off the skin. Veshalke v'meit feria, and they cooked him up. They washed him out and made feria that he has no more junk in his body. The Torah learns the Ashkayim made the kolim, the Armina Perkshvenish Rotsim. Mai made the kolim, Trey Dikli Ika B'mosam, after two type of palm trees there and when a well comes out between the two of them, and kostikam marafe vidach meshalshus. Kisti, if you drink this, it makes you go. So the person before he died drank this stuff and cleaned him out, so he has no tzoy inside his body. So it could be such a body would have tumas rekiv. If he took like Axlak says, before he died, and he cleaned himself out before he died, so that would be a good case. The person took this before he died, that cleaned out his body. So there was no junk inside his body. And also the sach yanashia, the pirush rashi lahoshir asar, it takes off all the hair. So they took off all the hair or the skin that was supposed to like falling off of the body was taken off. You rub yourself with this type of nasha, type of powder. And v'sholka v'meitreya t'chila, k'odim sh'socha v'nasha. Lash is sar ha-rosh v'sar ha-guf. Adin sh'socha nosh v'nashrim. Kisav, you clean yourself first, then you put this powder on you. That took off all the extra hair or the extra skin of the body. So kisav, it's possible that maybe only in this case would there be tumas rekiv. But in a normal mace that didn't clean him out so much like this, maybe there won't be a tumas rekiv. Therefore, we still have these shaylos. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Naktinan, we learn, we take on, that mace, sheh toichnoi, a mace that was ground up, ein la rekev, has no tumas rekev on it. If you ground up the mace, and then it rotted away, that doesn't have tumas rekev. Rekev has to be that the whole body by itself disintegrated, rotted away by itself, and not that first you were talking of, you chopped up the body. Iboilihu, tochnoi, you chopped it up, v'chozav v'hirkuv, and then you don't just have the chopped up stuff. That was the first gemaristus. If you chop it up, that chopping up has no tumas rekiv. But what about if you grind it up, true, but then you let it melt, you let it rot away, you let it disintegrate, and it comes in tofa like. So it does rot away. So what's the loch of mahu? Does it have tumas rekiv or not? That's called tochnoi v'chozav v'hirkuv mahu. What's the tumas rekev if the rotting away part of a flesh and the bones and the veins of the mace? Well, you can have it here. What do I care if you grinded it up first? But the mace, you have all these three things are here. You have ground up flesh, bones, and the veins. So now that they rot away, maybe they would have tumas rekev. Or Dilma, maybe no, kibriyasa bina maleka. The mace has to right away, the way it was created, kibriyos, and the way it was born, the way it was by itself, and not to be crushed up, not to be ground up. Teiku, this is my blessed by Teiku. The Torah says, Kloimar, Sheyikov kamoy shoyish lo nishtanim ibriyosu. It has to be it right away, the way a mace was, a mace sholem, and not if you grind it up. So that's a Teiku in the Gemara. Right, the Tony Ula Bar Chanina. Mace, Shechosar, if you have a mace, that's missing something, that means it was buried. Not, the whole body was not buried together. Ein la rekev. It doesn't have tumas rekev. Even though part of it now rots away, it has no tumas rekev. For loy tfusa, it doesn't have the loch, like we'll see later, when a mace dies in the street, its tufas means it owns the place. You're supposed to bury it right there. So if only have part of the mace, it doesn't have a dim tfusa, it doesn't take over the ground. I tell you, so the Kama Perek Akusim, how might see Mace Vadera, Kadarka, Noitalim at Vint Fusasai, the crew of Forster Shinoito, Kolofa, Tihuach, the Shoshet's voice, Makaka Basula. You'll have to take the bottom three Tfachim of the ground, three as voice of the ground with you. Like the ground that the Mace is laying on is as if the Mace owns that ground. And the three as voice worth of the ground underneath him belongs like to the Mace. That's called Tfusa. He like chaps it, he grabs it. But if you have a mace that's chosar, he doesn't have this halacha. Vayta v'loy shchunois kfuros. It doesn't have loch either of a kfuro v'esach voros. Now this is halacha later when you bury mason, three mason together, it has a loch like a v'esach voros. And the halacha is then, you have to bury them dal ramas away. At shmoy namas, the halacha is later about a v'esach voros. Kitzev you bury, it has different nuchas tumor also. We'll see later in the samach dalar about it. But I call upon him, it doesn't have the loch of a shchunas kavurus, a basic kavurus, if the mace was buried, the chosa.
All right, turn over.
Yemesra Abakasha like this. Yeah. Mason. Lo yema marta, it says Allah in Idiyas, lo yema marta b'meis, sheyesh loy roiv, in case we have roiv of the bones, for roiv or else a quarter of it, or a vias, oy mole tarvet rekev, else you only have a spoonful of the rekev, of the rotten part of the mace. That tiyom of a chayim, a shenkev, a live person, shein loy doesn't have these halachas, loy roiv, for loy roiv, not a quarter, for loy mole tarvet rekev. That's what it says. What are we talking about here? Piyakiv chad ever. We're talking about the chura that it says by a cha you don't have tumas rekiv. What does that mean? Even though the person is alive, one of his limbs started to rot away. Rachmonis. So it says even though his foot rotted away, it doesn't have tumas rekiv. For tomorrow, tekavos segar b'meis. But it's mashma. This is only by a chai. But if it happens to a meis, afilu chad ever ikar rekiv. Even if you only have one limb, one leg, if it rots away, it has tumas rekiv. So it's not like we just said, it's not like Ula Bar Chanina, that says a meis shechosar does not have tumas rekiv. Gemara says, no, mi katorni hameis, does it say the opposite way that a meis would have this tumas rekiv? Hokamashman, this is the chiddush it says here, that shum meis yesh la rekiv. Any type of a meis, if you have the whole meis there, it has tumas rekiv. Shum chai ain la rekiv. But no type of running away of a chai has tumas rekiv. But ena chamami the lochus by a mace is, when does the mace have tumas rekiv? Only if you have the whole body there. But if you only have one part of the body, even though it rots away, it does not have tumas rekiv. Tumas rekiv has to be from a mace, shalom. Boy, Rav gets a question like this. Hirkev kishu chai. Let's say the body started to rot away when the person was still alive. A part of his body started to rot away. The chazru meis, and then the person died, and the rest of the body rotted away. Mao, what's the locha? Does it have tumas rekiv now or not? Ki gemiri rekiv, the yirk of kishu meis. Maybe the only time we have this halacha that the rekiv, the running away part, is tamei only if the whole thing came from a meis. The body first started to rot away after it died. But here that it started to rot away when it was alive, maybe that takes away from tumas rekiv. So it's called like nasla gugolim. It's like something else was buried with the mace that doesn't have tumas rekiv. Oy dilma maybe hashtami yuha mace. No, it's all one body. And now this body is dead. So now that the thing is running away, what do I care if some part of it rotted away before? So what? But now the mace, you have the whole body here. And the whole body is running away. So maybe it still has tumas rekiv. That's the shayla. Toshma coming here. Again, as Bryce said before, lo yemamarta, wasn't that we said that the neis, sheyesh lo roiv, it has a tumah, yesh lo roiv. When you have roiv minion of the body, of the atzamois, or else for roiva, roiva akav has tumas meis on it, or mole tarvet rekiv. Or else if you have a spoonful of the rekiv part of a meis. Tiyama b'chai, but the chai doesn't have this. Now, taima mishum chai. Why doesn't it have the tumor on it? Because the person's alive. But as soon as he dies, yeshla rekiv. Even though part of the body rotted away when he was alive, but it's only not tome calls the money's alive. But mashma, as soon as he dies, it would have tumas rekiv. Someone says, no, you have no proof. Mi katoni, does it say here clearly, homeis, if he would die the way it is now, it would have tumas rekiv. Maybe hoka mashma, it's only come to teach us that the shum mesh yeshla rekiv. There is a type of a mace that has tumas rekiv. Maybe if the whole thing rotted away only after it died. But it's also teaching us that shum chai ain la rekiv. There's no type of a chai, any type of a body that rots away when it's alive, does not have tumas rekiv. But you have no proof to say that later when it dies, it will get tumas rekiv. Maybe since the first part that rotted away was when he was alive, so that does not have tumas rekiv. And later when he dies, the rest of the body also can't have tumas rekiv. Because it's considered like something else is mixed in here. So we still have the shiloh. Boyi Rav has the shiloh like this. Nemola shechosru mahu. A nemola, a nan came and took away some part of the mace. But Tay says, Yama perak elu reina loikin. Hoichol nemola chayiv olay becholshu. If you eat an ant, you chayiv for that. Afo pi shein bakazayis. Umi boyi lay im niktitsu ragleho. Shadayni yechol lechayis, for adayim shem ber yoleho. It's a new shell now. Boy Robin, the Mola Shechos, the new shell now. We have an ant, nothing to do with a mace. You have an ant. So the ant is dead by itself, it has tumma to it. And if you eat it, you like it. If you have an ant now, Shechos Ramaho, one leg is missing. So what's the locha? Shiura Gemir in law, Vachosar. Maybe you have to have a shear. Namola means the whole Namola. And if you eat an ant that's missing one leg, you didn't eat the whole ant. So you wouldn't be like it for it. I bury a gemira lavika. Maybe the main part is that it has to have a berry. It's called one whole thing. And even though it's missing a leg, it's still called a barrier. Like Tais says, Mi Arminin Shiura Gemira Kleima. Shalema Biberia. Vachosra. It has to be mamish 100% complete. And here it's missing a leg. Oy Dilma Berry Gemira Law. Vavila Sheretz Hoyovia Dayan Rulachayas. I don't care if one leg goes off it. But since the mice can live the way it is, it's called a barrier. Whereas the ant is still alive right now. And so maybe the vort of an ant is Kolzman, it's alive. It has tumma to it. If you eat it, you like it. Because that's a chshivus of a barrier, it's not a creature. So maybe the sight of a barrier creature is the fact it's alive. Any small living thing is called a creature. Even though it's less than a kazayas, you're over the aver if you eat it. Or else maybe no. Maybe the shear of an amala, true, you don't need a kazayas. But it has to mamish be shalom with all its pieces. And if you're missing even one leg of it, maybe it doesn't have a shear to be over the lab of eating it. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Yeah, I bury Gemira Lavika and you have Nisamar of Yehuda, Midistigra, Tar Shaman, Pasa Behem, Yachab Kul Amlai Behem, Yemem Yachab Mixas, Amlai Behem, Chesha Jiegum, Yachigi of Mixas, and we'll stop here. This again tomorrow. He holding off Nun Beis Amar Aleph. He just last Gemara say over again. Last Gemara of Nun Aleph Amar Beis was that the Boyi Rava, Rava asked the last two lines. Boyi Rava, Rava asked a question like this. Namala Shechosra Mahu. If you eat an ant, a Namala that's missing, are you over the Yisra or not? See, even though Tois brings down the Gemara Makkah says, Hoicha Namala Chayiv Ule Becholshu. If you eat an ant, Yechayiv Malkus, even though it's a kolshu, it's a small, less than a kezayis. Still, now the shayla is, what about if it's missing a leg, are you still chayiv or not? What's the shayla? Shiyura gemirlo v'ochosar, is the chiddush by an amala, even though it's less than a kezayis, but you need a koponim, the whole shear of the namala, you need a complete ant, and if something is missing from it, you're not chayiv if you eat it. So if a leg is missing, even though it could live without its leg, still you're not chayiv. V'achaser, I bury a gemira law. V'ika. The other side is no. That the Torah is mechadish. If you eat a namala, you get malchus. It's because it's called a barrier. It's a creature. It means something that could live. There's this thing that could live. If you eat it, you're chayiv for it. So even if it's missing a leg, so what? L'maisa could still live. So it's still called a barrier. So maybe if you eat it, you're chayiv. That's the shalom.